Now here it is, your moment of zen.
What you are about to see is bizarre, unsettling, and riveting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Here's the news. Count Pointer Count.
Another action-filled adventure.
Now, John Wilkerson.
Well, you've heard about all the problems the NFL Players Association is having with their alums as far as benefits, medical benefits. Well, guess how much their leader is making. I'll tell you about that right after this.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Do you remember Jimmy Hoffa? Of course you do. No one's seen him for over 30 years. But he was a Teamsters boss, and his income was not more than $30,000 a year. Gene Upshaw has been leading the NFL Players Association for many years, and his income at the year ending February 28, 2007, is $6.7 million. Now, he received $4.3 million in salary and bonuses from the NFLPA and $2.4 million in bonuses through the licensing through the Players, Inc.
Screw up, Shaw. Screw him. He stuck it to us for 20-some years.
I bring this up because you've heard about all the problems that the NFL Players Association is having with their alums as far as medical benefits. And some of the stories have been outlined, like John Mackey and Larry Morris, who is suffering from dementia and cannot get any kind of help from the NFL Players Association.
Help these guys out. Take care of them. The money's there. It's no skin off anybody's back to do the right thing. And that's what that thing says. Do the right thing. That's all we're trying to do.
Yet here their leader is making $6.7 million, which is a pretty good income for a union boss. My suggestion, Gene, is you might want to take some of that and maybe help out your brothers. I'll wrap it up after this.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Gully.
I see you went to PolkAudio.com and ordered the all-in-one iSonic entertainment system.
Yeah, I've already listened to CDs. I hooked up my MP3 player. I can finally experience the incredible quality of HD radio, and it's XM ready. The 360-degree iSonic sound is just amazing.
And when it's hooked up to your TV, the iSonic also plays DVDs with rich, full sound. The perfect compact system is only slightly larger than a football.
PolkAudio.com, the place to get the award-winning iSonic. That's www.PolkAudio.com.
All right, by comparison, here's what the other union bosses in other sports are making. Donald Fair earns about $1 million from the Major League Baseball Players Association. Billy Hunter, and what has he really done for the NBA players, makes about $2.1 million. So, by far, Gene Upshaw is making a killing, and it's killing some of his alums. That's my thought. I welcome yours. I'm done.
Count Pointer Count on the World Internet Radio Network and Podomatic.com.